Many students are heading back into the classroom this week, and hopefully this year won't be as disruptive as the last one. While students and teachers work hard to catch up, thousands of tutors will be employed to support New South Wales students. In November, the New South Wales government introduced a tutoring program to help students catch up on their schoolwork. The 2021 COVID Intensive Learning Support Program will provide free tutoring within primary, secondary and specialist New South Wales government and non-government schools. Research by the Grattan Institute estimates that in the 7 weeks of remote learning in New South Wales, an achievement gap between disadvantaged students and their peers grew by 6%. To help us uncover what this program is, we are joined by Associate Professor Jane Hunter, an education researcher at the University of Technology, Sydney. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Marlene.
Thanks so much for joining us. Now, let me start off by asking, what exactly is the 2021 COVID Intensive Learning Support Program?
Marlene, it's just so your listeners have a bit of an understanding, it is, as you've just outlined, the federal government's response to the loss of schooling over the past, well, I suppose it's getting up towards 12 months now. So the federal government has invested in this program, and in New South Wales alone, the program is worth about $330 million. So schools are going to have to put together a groups of tutors for small group learning in the school context, and it's estimated that approach will support students for the loss of schooling that they encountered intensively throughout the early part of the pandemic in New South Wales.
So you mentioned there that it's set to be this sort of catch-up program for students. What evidence is there that a small group tutoring program works well to do this catch-up work?
Well, the Grattan Institute, the report that you mentioned, published their report in June last year, and it was really targeting a range of research from around the world that was really speaking to the effectiveness or otherwise of small group tutoring. And so that was really something that the federal government took hold of, the findings of that. And they have used that to build various programs in each of the state jurisdictions, and the territory jurisdictions have and are going to implement that in various ways. But I suppose for somebody like myself as a researcher, when you have a look at the evidence that was used in the Grattan report on which the federal government and in our state government in New South Wales have based what they're going to do, some of the studies are inconclusive and they're actually not necessarily, I would argue, relevant to the Australian context, because obviously in Australia, COVID has had a very minor impact in terms of how other countries have experienced it. And so in countries like the UK, but in the US, of course, students have been off school for months and months. So some of the studies are based on UK and more latterly the US responses to programs. And I'm not necessarily sure that contextually they're necessarily relevant. And a number of the studies that they're reliant upon in terms of what they're going to offer, the results are actually not in yet. So that does concern me a bit. And I know that in rural and remote areas, and especially in disadvantaged communities where students were, when they were at home for those 7 weeks in New South Wales, if we just speak to our local context, then students in a family may have had to access the one and only computer, and there would be enough, if there were, you know, a number of siblings in a family, then they would have been competing for that resource. So that is problematic, and I'm certainly not against the idea of the program, but I think there are problems with the data that was used, and I'm just, and I'll talk about that in a moment, some of the issues I think that need to be considered.
And when we're talking about all these tutors that are being hired for the program, who will the tutors be?
So the tutors, according to, I guess, the official documentation, are teachers, graduate students, ex-principals and part-time teachers. And, of course, in New South Wales at the moment, there's a chronic shortage of teachers. I mean, you only have to look at headlines in a Sydney newspaper on Friday where 1,250 teachers are wanting for vacant positions in New South Wales schools. And bearing in mind that this program goes across independent, Catholic and the public school sector, there are each of those systems have different means of recruiting into this sort of tutoring program. But it does concern me that, you know, where are these teachers going to come from if there are the sorts of shortages that we're predicting and are being predicted and are being experienced by schools at the moment. And what is really of concern is that, you know, how do you get up to speed people who've been ex-principals or ex-teachers so that they're across current syllabus content? And I just don't know, with the rapidity of the implementation of this, it's going to be delivered online, whether that's been thoroughly thought through. Of course, schools and principals will be innovative in the way they actually go about implementing this, but I'm just not sure that it's going to deliver what is expected. And, you know, how is it going to, are students expected to be doing this work on top of their daily schoolwork now? Because it is being implemented after the fact, and it is, I guess, a catch-up program for those students. But I just don't know that we have absolutely conclusive data in the Australian context, in the New South Wales context, that 7 weeks of missed schooling amounted to significant learning loss.
Now, we are very much running out of time, but I did want to quickly ask you, you mentioned earlier off air on the phone that you've spoken to school principals about this program. Could you quickly tell us what the thoughts are about this program from them?
Yeah, so I was able to speak to a number of school principals, and that was actually even before you requested that I speak to you and speak to your audience. And they had already expressed concerns to me. And I think that some principals, you know, who have, for example, $180,000 to spend on these kinds of programs are going to be able to take the opportunity and use them. But the main concern across the group of principals that I've spoken to are where are they going to get these people from to do the work? It would be helpful, for example, that some internship programs, say within universities, professional experience, and we have such a program at UTS, could be used, but then they're going to be supervised, because those you know, students in their last years of teacher education can't take a class on their own. They need to have supervision. So there are a lot of question marks from principals. They welcome the support. They are going to be able to use the money, but their main concern is how they're actually going to be able to staff it. And that is something that I don't think certainly the New South Wales government has thought through, and particularly in the context of disadvantaged schools in rural and remote areas.
Jane, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Pleasure, Marlene. Thank you very much.